Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
So today on the Paracast, it's a quintet. Okay, it's like a rock and roll band with Gene and Martin and Jason and Brent and Tim. Speaking of rock and roll bands, by the way, there's a new recording out now by the Rolling Stones from their first album in 20,000 years. It's called Angry, and it's on YouTube if you want to listen to it. It is vintage Rolling Stones, even though they're 300 years old each. I'm joking. Jason, looking at making a graphic representation of this novel, did you use photos of Hickson and Parker to come up with this?
I used quite a few different methods, but the whole thing with this graphic novel, the most important thing from the very start, in conjunction with Martin, is we wanted to get the detail right. We wanted to get everything we could, even down to the vehicles Calvin was driving, you know, what restaurants, TV shows, everything was literally what we could get the best detail for this case. And, you know, it was important to Calvin as well because, you know, it was his legacy going on. And even down to when he was taken on board the craft, which is a new part of this story, you know, this encounter, is, you know, things where he was lying on the examination table after the ugly ones had put him on the table and the female came in. But before that, there was a black box came out of the ceiling and it was rotating around his head as if it was doing like a scan of him and things like that. And down to also where he went back on late onto the craft and basically attacked the female extraterrestrial, whatever you want to call her, you know, and the blood, the black blood oozing out of her ear. You know, the detail was so important right through. And again, we cross-reference all the time with Martin and with Calvin himself and say, is this right? You know, what can we change? And we literally, it was down to Calvin who called the shots to what he actually wanted in the account.
Now, interesting here for those of us who haven't read a lot of graphic novels, is there a reason to specialize on black and white?
That was really another thing that was brought up at the beginning because we wanted to get the era right. The black and white was more of the 70s, you know, that so people could relate back to when they read it, that you could read the story as if it was going through from way back instead of modern day. So that's really where that came from.
Well, it certainly looks interesting and it comes across as a really entertaining presentation. And we're glad that you did it. And I just wonder here, what kind of reaction are readers giving you over this? Does the presence of a novelization hurt at all the credibility of such a tale?
I don't think so. I think it really approaches a new audience, really, because the books, again, wrote with Philip Mantle, you know, and again through Calvin, his account. You know, I suggest anyone go and read those still because they're really good accounts. Irina Scott as well, you know, the work they've actually done and the new witnesses that have come forward, which is, you know, this case just snowballs and snowballs because there's more and more witnesses coming forward to, you know, they've seen things, you know, Marie and her husband that were across the river itself and saw the object and Calvin and Charlie, you know, from the opposite side of the river. So, again, that just authenticates Calvin's story and what happened. And then, you know, it's just one of those stories that it's so believable. And we wanted just with the graphic novel, like we said, we wanted to get over to a different audience that could read that and then, you know, interpret and sort of feel the story as they were going through.
But now that you two have done this one, any consideration on taking on any other cases? I mean, this one is so well done. I think that there are other cases that you could handle with the same quality and dedication to the facts that, you know, because people may be familiar somewhat with the Pascagoula case, but all these extra details that have came out over the years that you've included in this graphic book really are what make it. So, I mean, you know, I can think of other equally fascinating cases that you can take on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Martin feels the same, you know, and the work that we put into it together as a team is what has made the book so good in the respect of, you know, when I actually got a copy of the book and sat down and read it myself, then it hit home to me really how the detail in the work we've actually put in over, you know, it's been a year and a half in the making, and with everybody involved in the book has put their part in, you know, and made the story what it is in the book, you know, brought it to life. And I'd certainly be up for doing more stories within ufology, but really I would like to still work with the original people if we could, because of the detail. That's what the most important thing is, the detail.
What about you, Martin?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do another one. I agree with Jason that I would prefer it to be with whatever we might do next to involve the original witnesses if possible. I should mention, too, that how I came into all this and how the book came to be was really through Philip Mantle. He approached me via email. I knew of him by his reputation, of course. I've been, as I say, quietly involved in all this for quite a while, about 25 years. So I knew of Philip. And he very matter-of-factly just stated whether or not I'd be interested in such a thing. He had seen me post about other books, graphic novels. I do write real books, too, so to speak, real books. But he'd seen me post about those on Facebook and apparently thought it might be a good fit. I didn't have to think about it at all. I was ready to do it right away. And like Jason said, I think the advantage we had with this particular format is that we could bring it to life. A movie could do that too, but maybe not as accurately because, like I said, producers will change things. Sometimes you have to. Sometimes they just do it because they can. And in this case, this was, you know, Calvin was right there. He was like standing right over our shoulders the whole time. Making sure that everything was exactly the way he remembered it and wanted it to be. So that was the main thing that I wanted to accomplish with this. And I wanted to focus really on the human aspect of it as much as the weirdness, because it really is a very human story. It's, you know, this is a situation of a man who was minding his own business with his friend one night fishing, and his whole life abruptly changed. It haunted him probably to the grave. He had to move several times over and over again. You know, it's really quite an epic in and of itself. And I learned so much more about the case just through Calvin's first book. And I, you know, most UFO books that recount different cases will at least touch on this one. And so I'd read of it many times before in the past, but there was so much more detail, you know, like the addition of the female creature, experiences he had as a kid. I didn't know that he that he had met Bud Hopkins and so forth, and J. Allen Hynek. I didn't know about any of that, and I have a feeling a lot of other people didn't either. And so this was something that I thought, yeah, let's, you know, this could be really a good thing. It could be really a historic piece.
More to come. Martin, Jason, Brent, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we continue exploring this graphic novel, bears the title UFO, The Closest Encounter, The True Story of Calvin Parker. Brent, what was your contribution to the book?
Well, I was telling Martin earlier about, you know, being down there 10 days after their reported abduction experience and meeting them and going to the site and then, you know, later meeting this Will Giemer and just, you know, he said maybe, you know, like contribute an introduction. So that's what I, that I, why I'd done at the time. And that, other than just pulling, you know, certain little threads together that, seemed to connect with the story, that was my role in this. I appreciated, you know, being invited to participate in this project. It's, I think it really came out really good, and I think that it will, it's a book that a lot of people, will find, very interesting and enjoy reading. Not just, you know, the words, but seeing the illustrations, and I think it puts it on another level. And actually, I recall in a previous conversation with Martin that, this really, he'd done something similar in collaboration with Whitley Strieber in the past, doing a graphic novel.
Is that true, Martin?
Oops, sorry, I got clicked off there for a second. It is true. Back in the early 90s, I met Whitley and we became friends. I think this was around the time of his third book in his counter experience. I think it's The Secret School, I believe, had come out. And it occurred to me, we were talking on the phone one evening about different things. He was talking about various movie and TV deals that were continually coming to him that he was turning down because he didn't trust them and so on and so forth. And so one thing led to another. We contacted a friend of mine, Gary Reed, who was the publisher of Caliber Press. This is the same company comic book company that originally published The Crow. That's their main claim to fame. And Gary was a good guy, and we decided to propose a 6-issue miniseries that more or less told the story of Whitley's three books from beginning to end as they existed at that time. And we did publish two of them. The series was called Beyond Communion. Whitley did participate in it. I wrote it, and I'm embarrassed to say I don't remember the artist's names. There was a couple of them, maybe three, that worked on it. This was back around 1994 or something like that. My friend Steve Neal, he's a Hollywood special effects artist, did the covers of the comics. They were photographs of his own creations of Whitley's visitors, which are very, very eerie. So he did that too for me, and we published them. Two issues came out, and then sales just weren't there. You know, I think our timing was off. I think the audience that then was that were comic book readers just what was this? You know, they just didn't understand it, and so it was canceled after the second issue. But it was fun while it lasted, and I got to learn a whole lot during that time too about things that I didn't know about before. That Whitley is an unending wealth of information on all this stuff, and I could just sit there and listen to him for an hour or two at a time without saying a word.
Well, we did have Whitley Strieber on the Paracast a few years back, and mm-hmm. certainly fascinating character. What's your take on him, though? Do you accept everything he says as an accurate representation of the experience he had?
That's not, in a way, not a fair thing for me to say one way or the other. Whitley has his own interpretation of what's going on. For what it's worth, I do think that there is something that he's experiencing that's real. I talked to him a couple times when it seemed like something odd was going on, even during our conversation. So I do believe him as far as that goes. He has a very complex explanation for a lot of it that, quite frankly, is beyond me. I think it goes over my head. He could well be right. Like I've said before, I just simply don't know. I think he's describing his experiences as best he's able, and probably better than almost anybody else, just because he's such a skillful writer. We're real lucky about that, by the way, that someone that's that eloquent has decided to come forward and talk about his experience himself, rather courageously, actually. I do think he's the real thing. Whether or not everything he says is the correct thing, I have no idea whatsoever. I think Whitley might actually agree with that, too, maybe.
I'll tell you something really weird here. I saw Whitley do a presentation before the New York Fordian Society. That's where John Keel and Tim Beckley were present. And he mentioned government surveillance, what he was doing, that the IRS conducted a pretty onerous audit of its taxes. This would be probably late 80s. And then a few months later, I get an IRS letter. They want to audit my taxes. Of course, there was nothing special about my taxes. We can see someone who's a best-selling author who's worked in film and books and everything. They might find something there. It's just strange coincidence that he mentions it, and suddenly, out of the blue, I get the audit, too.
That's kind of ominous.
Total paranoia.
That comes with the territory.
Yeah. Definitely weird, though, how that happened with Whitley. So I don't know what to think about it. I mean, when I first read Communion, it was a straight-to-me tale of him being abducted by alien beings, and then it turned out to be a lot more and a lot different over time. And even now, I'm not 100% sure that he has a firm handle on it. It could be. Couldn't be, but he's still active there. He's still out there doing his thing.
Yeah, he is. I haven't actually had any contact with him for quite a while. I mean, a number of years. So I don't really know where he's at in this right now. I haven't really kept up, so to speak. I remember reading Communion, and this is before we met, of course, and it genuinely creeped me out.
Hey, before we get creeped out with these announcements, let's get back with Martin, Jason, Jean, Tim, Brent. One heck hand to duck. No, that's ridiculous. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA News Update. Most of West Maui will officially reopen to travelers on October 8th under a new wildfire emergency proclamation that was signed on Friday by Hawaii Governor Josh Green. As we approached fall, updated COVID-19 vaccines are set to be released right alongside flu shots. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grissom, her emergency order suspending the right to carry firearms in public and around Albuquerque, drew an immediate court challenge from a gun rights group. Donald Trump stepping out of a fraternity house to the cheers of hundreds of Iowa State University students tossing autographed footballs into the crowd. He then entered a motorcade to head to a private stadium suite where he watched the school's annual football grudge match with the University of Iowa. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
When I drop in all those names because we have a quintet here, I start thinking of the old Jerry Lewis announcer's joke. One hen, two ducks, three squawking. You don't want to hear that. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, so I won't even get into it. When we think of graphic comics, I think of, for example, Men in Black. And we had something that was purportedly real, the legends of the Men in Black in the UFO field. Someone takes that and fictionalizes it. And then what he does then is he sells it to Hollywood and becomes a multi-billion dollar franchise. But again, it's based only superficially on fact. Did it sell well, though, the graphic novels? Do you know, Martin?
I don't know. They were published by a publisher that actually I started out with, Malibu Comics. And I remember they used to send out a bundle of everything that they published to all of their writers and artists every month. They were very generous about that. And I remember the early Men in Black comics. I don't know how well they sold, but they must have gotten some attention. There was another comic book around the same time called The Silent Invasion that was set in the 1950s and dealt with UFOs and Men in Black and weird paranormal espionage and things like that that I thought was a lot of fun, and it would make an outstanding TV series or movie too, actually, because it was very very set into the the Cold War aspect of things, and nothing was as it seems. You couldn't trust anybody. And this was before the X-Files, you know, so it was something that I liked quite a lot. I wish there had been more of them. There's quite a number of issues of that one.
Speaking of fiction based on fact, of course, someone I know was mentioning to me this book called The Secret History of Twin Peaks, a novel. Well, of course, about the TV show. But what we call the prequel, this novel, is talking about UFOs. It's talking about Roswell. It's talking about the Shaver mystery. It's talking about Ray Palmer. Really, really strange, the influences of that. Thought this would be up your alley, Brent.
Yes. Yeah, like the X-Files. I mean, you would be watching that show, and there'd be you're talking about MUFON, investigators of MUFON, the alien abductions, implants, the Men in Black, all that good stuff. Yeah.
They even mentioned NICAP a few times.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Cotter was working overtime to make all these conspiracy connections and aspects of real life ufology and incorporating it into his storylines. I really enjoyed watching it. Toward the end, though, I was kind of getting burned out. But that was just me.
Well, remember, David Duchovny left the series for a time. And then he came back towards the end, and then they brought it back years later. And then the overall overarching conspiracy was not that E.T. was running around loose, but that the government had taken technology from an E.T. presence early on and had engaged in all this conspiratorial behavior. I kind of think that was a letdown.
Yeah, you know. That's probably part of why I just sort of, you know, kind of drifted away from it toward the end. But it opened up conversations. You know, I mean, I go into work and I always kept a low profile at my work site, you know, about I just went into work. I didn't want to get involved in talking about UFOs and paranormal and such. And but all of a sudden, X-Files comes on and then all these shows about the paranormal and UFOs on TV, and things changed. Before I left my job, state prison down here in Clifton, Tennessee, they started a prison paper, and they wanted me to write a monthly column on the unexplained. So even after I retired in 2014 for about a year, they kept contacting me, wanting more articles called Rains and Things.
Rains and Things. As long as there's a check involved, I guess it was okay.
Well, it was no check. No. It's just one of those things. And then eventually they shut down they stopped putting out the newsletter. They had better things to do, I guess, they figured, so take care of the inmates. As I say, it was a state prison. I worked as a storekeeper, warehouse and commissary, so from 1985 to 2014 when I retired. And now I'm full-time UFOs and paranormal and looking after the grandkids.
Which can be itself paranormal, I suppose.
Sometimes, certain aspects of it, yep. Keeps you busy.
And so all three of your questions, which you may have answered before. In your family history, Brent, do we see any UFO encounters or anything paranormal?
Yeah, I think so. I wouldn't have thought that in the beginning when I started out in 1967, age 14, but over the years, there have been things. I've seen some unusual lights. I always wanted to see a dome disc like, Martin had, and maybe it would land and I could go up and kick the tires on it or something. But there have been some psychic things that have transpired.
To you specifically or members of your family?
Well, to me and members of my family, yeah. And, it's even with EVP type things, You know, I experimented with the ghost box, and after John Keel died, I tried to reach out to him, and I actually was getting contacts coming through the AM frequency of the radio after asking for him. So I don't know. I mean, because John Keel himself said that you know, those things were probably paranormal impersonations, the ultra-terrestrials or the elementals or whatever, was his theory. But there were things that, you know, transpired and I thought were pretty unusual, and I shared the audio with different people who listened and said, yeah, that sounded like one guy who, Dan Drazen, who is a friend of Keel's and traveled down to West Virginia with him back in 1967 and shared some of his investigations, said that one of the John Keel voices I had reminded him of John Keel himself. But anyway, all I can say is I heard John Keel a number of times.
And I always thought here, if it happened to John Keel and he was contacted, he would tell you where to go and how to get there.
Well, I haven't figured that part out yet. He hasn't you know, given me anything. In fact, none of the parent entities have ever given me anything other than just being interactive. Nothing that actually helped me solve the UFO enigma. So I'm still stuck in that rut. But you know, it's intriguing to, you know, document these cases and try to track them and try to make sense of it. But there's a kind of a trickster element to a lot of it. The human or whatever, whoever's projecting these things, whether it's us unconsciously projecting or some sort of alien intelligence projecting something, maybe a mixture of both, keep us on our toes.
As Ray Palmer said so many years ago, flying saucers are here to make us think. We're going to think about more from Brent and Tim and Martin and Jason and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, neighbors, we've asked our guests to hang with us for the After the Paracast podcast, where there are no restrictions unless we could be sued for it. We've been talking mostly about the graphic novel of Calvin Parker's book and how this is a fascinating way to look at a case. And maybe even, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, guys, maybe even get younger people to become interested. What do you think, Martin, as somebody who's written comic book stuff?
Well, it certainly could. It's been my experience that, based on the 30 or so kids' books that I've written, that this particular format is very attractive to kids. When I was a little kid, I was reading my older brother's stacks of comics that they had all over the house. Maybe reading's the wrong word. I was perusing them, I guess, but couldn't really read yet. I can remember that a time when I couldn't read. I loved the comics. You know, I mean, I could follow the stories pretty well. It did make me want to learn to read faster. So possibly this is. I want to stress though that this is a pretty adult story. I mean, and by that I don't mean, you know, having any inappropriate material, but it's focused on, you know, a rather mature outlook of how one man has dealt with the unknown, basically. And I don't think that that would be too attractive, probably, to a lot of kids. Some teenagers could probably get into it. But I think much younger than that, this might not be their thing. But it's a good idea to somehow maybe one day do something that's more focused toward younger kids involving this. That's probably been done, but I'm not aware of it.
Well, there have been children's books about UFOs. And I remember, I forget the comic book, Stanton Friedman was a character in a comic book at one time.
Yeah, I think Leah Haley, I believe, did one, if I'm remembering right, back in the early 90s. It was more of a kid's book. It wasn't really a comic book. And someone else that Kim Carlsdale. But I can't think of anything very recent, but you know, I don't see everything, so I may have missed something along the way, somewhere along the line. But I do think for a lot of adults too. That I have friends who read profusely, and for some reason have an aversion to graphic novels because they think they're kids' stuff. You know, and they know me, so I don't know why they think that I would be writing like down to them or something. I don't write down to kids anyway. But several of these folks have been interested in the UFO book and have bought it and enjoyed it. So at best, I think it's a nice introduction to Calvin's two books, his two autobiographies, which of course can contain more material than I could fit into this. We had a very finite page count for this that I had to make sure everything fit in it. But Calvin could write on and on and on, in his two books, which he did. And one of the charming things to me, too, about Calvin's two books is the deal that he made with Philip Mantle was that, he said, okay, I'll write these books, but he said, I don't want a single word changed. He goes, I don't care if I've misspelled something, if my grammar's off, punctuation's non-existent. He goes, I want it to be exactly what I turn into you. And that's what you get. And I think it actually gives both books a lot of charm and a very personal voice.
Well, in a situation like that, if someone's not a professional writer, another technique is to hire a writer to take the rough notes or the verbal descriptions and create something with it. But that also can create an artificial climate.
Right.
I think it's interesting what you said, though, about, you had friends who look down on the whole graphic novel format, and there does seem to be a conceit with a lot of people that graphic novels are nothing more than expensive comic books. And all somebody has to do is actually read a few and see that it's a completely different creature altogether.
Well, yeah, consider also how things are different. For example, talking about DC Comics, and Martin has written for DC Comics for Batman and Superman, but movies are in part influenced by graphic comics of these characters. I'm thinking also the Christopher Nolan ones, right, Martin?
Right. Yeah, the peculiar thing about the plethora of comic book movies that have been going on for about the past, dozen years or so, I guess, is that you would think that would increase sales in comic books, but it has not. Exactly the opposite's happened. Marvel and DC both have multi-billion dollar properties, but the comic books themselves have never sold as low as they sell right now. That's one of the reasons why I don't write monthly comics anymore. And graphic novels are a good alternative to that because they actually get into the real bookstores. And they're on Amazon and so on and so forth. Individual issues of comic books are hard to find unless you live next to a comic book shop. They're wonderful places, but they're very few and far between. I mean, when I was a kid, you found comic books everywhere. In the drugstore, the grocery store, gas stations, the little spinner racks, were everywhere. But no more. That's in the past now. But it's peculiar. You would think that people who are loving these movies, who have maybe never read, say, an Avengers comic book, would be rushing to have to see more about it, or whatever. But that's not what's happening.
Well, also the thing about the comic book movies is that the special effects are tremendous, but they get wackier and wackier. All the destruction, like the Man of Steel, kind of a modern rendition of Superman, and the last third of the movie, all they're doing is destroying Metropolis. And I think that was very unfortunate. Not necessarily the scene where Superman has to break the neck of General Zod. Because I think, although people didn't like it, it made perfect sense in its context. I just thought, why did they have to destroy half of Smallville and most of Metropolis? It made very little sense from an artistic standpoint. It was just flash and nonsense and loud noises. Oh, well. Anyway, guys, we're going to have you back on the After the Paracast podcast. But now, are you guys going to work on another graphic novel or something?
I'd like to. Philip has mentioned it a couple of times, just sort of bouncing around the idea whether or not I'd be interested, and I've told him I am, and I'd love to work with Jason again. So You know, I hope so. I don't know offhand what case that might be. Maybe Tim can offer some suggestions.
Martin, if someone wants to learn more about what you do, is there a site or somewhere we can check you out?
Best place to go is actually on Facebook, or type in my name for Google. I have an Amazon authors page that has most of what I've had published, but certainly not all of it.
Jason, where can we find you?
Yeah, I've got a Facebook page, UFO Only, and you can get all my details on there. And generally it's people who contact me and need image analysis and things like that done related to ufology, but also other information is on there as well.
Quickly, Brent, where can we find you?
Okay, Facebook, Brent Rains, and then, of course, I have an Alternate Perceptions Facebook page, and then my online magazine, apmagazine.info.
You can find us on X, formerly Twitter, Threads, Facebook. It's the Paracast everywhere. This way people won't forget. We also offer branded merchandise for the Paracast at theparacast.shop with four logos to choose from. And the Paracast Plus, our streaming service. We give you the show without the network ads, higher quality audio, the bonus After the Paracast podcast, exclusive for Paracast Plus subscribers. To learn more, go to theparacast.plus. Use the coupon code UFO20 to get a 20% discount on 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, theparacast.plus. Martin Powell, Jason Gleaves, Brent Rains, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So it's been a pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.